If your business is driving you crazy sometimes, and you may have thought maybe I should just sell it and get rid of it. However, you built this business, you actually still love it. There's just some things you'd rather not do, or you could just use some support and guidance. I got good news for you. Help is out there.
It's time to become the Overdog. All you dog businesses, get ready to level up. This is the Overdog Podcast.
Well, 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 you again. Hey, how are you? I hope you're doing well today. I'm doing well. I've been busy, I tell you. Getting ready for the first ever Overdog Business Retreat. And as we get closer and closer to that April date for the retreat, I'm getting more and more excited as it comes together. And I really think it's going to be awesome. Right now, I'm preparing some of the, I guess, bonus stuff for it. Creating this little workbook to go along for the people there. Patrick Lyons, a friend of mine who is my co-host for this event, has been like, he texted me last night. He's actually at a client's in Omaha, and he texted me in the middle of the night because he got this idea because he was doing something with his clients. And he, in the middle of the night, he's like texting me. He's like, I just realized this thing that I'm doing right now is so impactful. We got to do it at their retreat. So all right, I'm going back to bed, but remind me, we got to talk about it. So it's just, he's excited about it. I'm excited about it. It's really coming together really nicely. There is just a couple of tickets left. If you want to take part in it, I'm telling you, it is going to be amazing. All right. I'm going to say business changing, life changing. We're going to go deep into everything, your business mindset. We're going to have a lot of fun along the way. It's at a beautiful location in Scottsdale, Arizona. I rented an amazing giant Airbnb mansion that is just a beautiful venue to relax, hang out, and learn some stuff and help our businesses move forward. So if you want to go check it out, head over to the overdogdigital.com website and you'll see a tab there for the retreat and you can get the information. There are only a couple of tickets left. So go do that now and I hope you can be there because it is going to be so much fun. Okay, before we get into today's content, I want to tell you that this show has been made possible by our great friends over at Goose. What is Goose, you ask? Well, you must know by now, they're the newest software platform out there, and I got to tell you, I am thoroughly impressed with these guys. They've created an amazing booking agent CRM system for your business that your customers, your staff, and you will love, okay? Your customers are going to love it because it provides a sleek booking site that they can book 24 hours a day. This is so critical because so many sales happen after hours, and if you don't have an online booking agent available 24/7, you've got to be available when the customers are there, you are missing out. Not only that, it actually has the look and feel of your own business, so it's kind of branded. It looks like your individual app and website. And it provides such a sleek experience. I'm obsessed about user experience. It's such a great user experience, and you love it because it makes everything easier, okay? It makes it easy for people to upsell them different services, and it really helps you maximize the revenue coming in because of all of the automations and stuff it has built into the back end that you can program into it. And because you can do that, it makes it easy for your staff to sell your services and make sure that you're taking the best care of people and increasing bottom line revenue, which is always fun. But don't take my word for it. Head over to goose.pet, goose.pet. See for yourself, do a demo. Just make sure you tell them that Fern sent you and you will get 250 smackers off, $250 off. Pretty cool. All right, now let's get into today's interview. You know, doing this podcast has been an amazing experience for me. In addition to hearing how much you guys value it and how you this has helped your business. I thank you for sending me messages and emails and telling me that. I really appreciate it, and it's what fuels me to keep doing this. But in addition to that, I get to meet some pretty amazing people who are doing some awesome things, and today is no exception. All right, so I'm not even going to blab on anymore. Let's just get into this interview, and you will see for yourself. All right, my friends, we have another awesome interview for you today. I am joined by A.L. Cohen, who is from Pet Resort Hospitality Group. A.L., thanks for coming on the show. How you doing?
Thank you so much, Vern. Really appreciate that you brought me on the show.
Nah, I'm excited to have you here. We connected not long ago, and you were telling me a bunch of the stuff that that you guys are doing, and it really piqued my curiosity, and I think it's a really cool service that, in my opinion, is really, I think it's for a lot of people and businesses, it's like the answer to their prayers, I think. So I was definitely excited. That's why I as soon as I kind of got the gist about what you're doing, I wanted to invite you on here. So I appreciate you coming on. And why don't you just start by kind of tell everybody how, you know, give a quick, you know, backstory about you, how you got to this point, and then maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what exactly is the Pet Resort Hospitality Group.
So I'm really excited to be here too, Fern. Thank you so much for having me on. A little bit background about myself. I used to be in the diamond industry for a very long time. And a friend of mine who's a private family investor out of India invests in a lot of different businesses. One of the businesses that he invested in was a conference center. And his vice president of that conference center was married to a veterinarian. And he himself had a lot of expertise and background in hospitality. And he had been in restaurants and hotels, and I believe he was a sommelier as well. And he approached my friend and said, you know, I'm married to a veterinarian, and the veterinary experience is very poor to date. And it's still very much, you know, the wooden panels, and like, they're not really focused on hospitality. And with my background, I think that we can sort of make a real nice play over here and build up a nice business of veterinary practices that really focus on hospitality. So my friend was certainly intrigued, and he backed him to open up their first facility. Then they grew a little bit. They opened up a second facility. By the third go around, they had an opportunity to put a veterinarian inside a doggy daycare center. And, you know, they immediately sort of saw the synergies between the different companies and sort of like the figurative line around the block. So they asked the owner of the pet resort if they could buy their business, and opportunistically they bought their business and didn't know the first thing about it. But my friend, you know, turned to me and said, you know, I'd love you to come in and sort of learn, you know, this business. I think that there's something here. You know, coming from the diamond industry, there's really not too much in common between the doggy daycare business and the diamond business, or so I thought. But I you know, it sounded intriguing to me. And so I started really from the ground on up, you know, like literally taking over handler shifts and sitting in the middle of group. And that's the thing that I miss the most, actually. picking up poop at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, being the head cleaner and, you know, sitting at the front desk and dealing with customer challenges and, you know, employee turnover, looking over the finances, literally every single aspect of the business. And, you know, luckily for us, we were successful. We had won a couple of awards when we, you know, didn't even really apply for awards in the past. And historically, we were hitting numbers that we'd never really hit in the past. And so we continued to grow the business. And ultimately, we got to 14 locations that we sold to NVA. At the time, NVA was the second largest consolidator, in the space. And NVA at the time had 120 doggy daycare facilities. They had 1,300 veterinary hospitals and clinics. And so they were super interested in speaking with us because it gave them an immediate sort of footprint in the area. And a month goes by after we completed the sale, and NVA calls me and says, you know, I'd love for you to join our business development efforts. You're really the only person on the business development side for pet resorts. that actually, you know, picked up poop at 6 o'clock in the morning and, you know, sat at the front desk and, you know, did all of those things. And, you know, they made a compelling pitch. It sounded super interesting to me. So I joined them. And after some time, I, you know, was exposed to a number of really amazing owners throughout the entire United States and learned, you know, some really amazing best practices and some new ways of doing things that I really, you know, it took me out of the bubble of my little Northeast area and, you know, was able to see things, you know, in a very, very different light. So I learned some really good things seeing, you know, being on that side. I also learned some things that I thought could be improved. And that was really the reason for me to go back to my original partner and say, hey, let's go try this again. Let's not do it with the veterinary partners, because really now I understand the pet resort side of it, but not as much the veterinary side, because I really never worked on the veterinary side. But let's go ahead and start what is now known as the Pet Resort Hospitality Group. And that's really, you know, sort of the beginning of the whole thing. We formed our company and sort of bought our first business, our platform, in March of 2023. So we're pretty new as a platform, but not new to the space. From that first acquisition to the end of the year, we are now in 8 states and we own 17 locations. And what's super, super interesting to us and what's kind of like important to us is the fact that, you know, one of the things that I learned from being in the big corporation that I was is that they were buying businesses for the sake of growth. They weren't necessarily supporting anybody. And a big takeaway for me was, if we're going to do this, let's affect, you know, the businesses, let's affect the people that are actually running these businesses. And let's turn this into a supportive atmosphere and a collaborative atmosphere versus just, you know, we'll buy them for the sake of buying them.
Interesting, interesting. And so how long were you over at NVA?
I think it was about 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when you guys decided to create the Pet Resort Hospitality Group, like, what things did you know? Okay, we need to do this kind of stuff, we need to do the same, but this kind of stuff, we need to do it a little differently. Like, were there things that you said, this, we definitely need to have this, but we definitely want to do this a different way? Like, how did you spin it from not being just the same thing?
Yeah, the biggest takeaway for us was that we have to support our people. And I very much saw, because they bought, you know, NVA bought our company, I very much saw that they were buying other companies as well as ours and trying to basically force the owners out. You know, they gave them a certain amount of time to transition, and they wanted to bring in their own sort of, like, you know, their own ways. Whereas we were very much the opposite and still are. We would prefer to find businesses that want to continue to grow, that want to stay on, that are young and hungry and are looking for not only, you know, the financial backing to be able to grow, but also the other resources that we bring to the table. Like real estate development. So, you know, we have somebody that has been working in a number of different various roles, but he's got a very strong background in both construction and real estate. And if we identify a market that we want to continue to grow our brands in, we have somebody that can come in and take care of all the zoning and, you know, figure out, you know, the best layout for the facility. These are the kinds of supporting, you know, services that we want to offer versus just coming in and just buying the business and just looking to sell it later on in the future.
Yeah. So I would think, you know, when you're being bought out by one of these large companies, I think the what usually happens is very shortly the owner is gone. Like, you know, they sell, they fulfill whatever their obligation is, and then they're gone. They've moved on to other things. They're no longer affiliated with the business. But this, what you're doing is different. The owner's not moving on. They're actually continuing in their business, and they're just working in, like, as a partnership with you, kind of thing. Is that right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we take it a little bit of a step further. So some of the owners, you know, were absentee owners anyway, and they were very, very concerned about their staff, you know, possibly losing their jobs. I mean, certainly the owners didn't get to the position that they could sell their businesses by themselves. And so, you know, we appreciate the staff, and we look for opportunities for the staff to be able to grow, not just on the local level, but on the entire platform level. We grant equity to the staff. So now you have a number of people that are partners with us in the entire platform, not on the local level. And so anything that I do in the Houston area also, you know, can benefit the people that I do in the St. Louis area and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool. And one of the things that it kind of excites me about this is that I see so many people, you know, they've, you know, left their corporate jobs, or they wanted to fulfill their passions of working with animals and helping dogs and people and all this stuff for all the great reasons. However, sometimes they just weren't maybe either prepared, or they get kind of steamrollered by all the other stuff, the business related stuff, and they get burned out so quickly because they're trying to do a million different things with maybe not the expertise to do it all, but just you know, I find a lot of people, it's like a single owner a lot of times, or like maybe two people, and that's exhausting to try to put on all these different hats and do all these different jobs and stuff. So that's what I liked about I for me, it was just that the person here that still believes in their passion project here, this job, this career, this business they created. They don't wanna leave it, but they feel like they got no choice because they can't keep going the way that they are now. What are the particular resources that your company has that are able to aid, like somebody who maybe is, you know, in that situation?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Fern. You really nailed it. I mean, running a pet resort requires a lot of passion, but it also requires running a business, which doesn't really take much passion. So some of the things that we like to centralize are payroll services, HR services, the real estate, like I touched on before, for expansion and for facility maintenance and things like that. And even, you know, the smaller things like vendors. You know, we get our partners to a place where they get the bill in from their vendor, they approve it, they send it to us, and they don't have to think about it anymore. And it's a small little, you know, step, but a lot of those small steps take a lot of time ultimately. And really, if you can go back to the focus of taking care of the pets and taking care of the people that bring the pets to you, and, you know, and focus more on that than all the other business related stuff, then you can really run a much, much better environment, much, much better business. And really everybody benefits from that. All your staff, you know, benefits from that. We invest heavily into the staff's training. And, you know, again, we give them opportunities. There's no reason whatsoever that they should only have, you know, a job where they're looking at the same four walls. If they want to continue to, you know, grow within the organization, if they want to move to a different location, we can now give them those opportunities. If they're really good at marketing for that particular, you know, business, why couldn't they be good at marketing for three businesses or 10 businesses or 17 businesses for that matter?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because a lot of times there's not a lot of opportunity in a lot of these places because they're a little bit smaller and they don't have kind of the structure internally to have advancement and stuff. So I think that's pretty awesome. And it's great because like from my perspective, when I work with clients and stuff, I'm focused a lot on, you know, helping them with their, you know, customer experience and making sure that they're taking really good care of them and stuff. And the problem I see, they have so many balls in the air and they're hustling so much that a lot of times is just not, they don't have the bandwidth to even focus on that stuff. But here, when a bunch of their stuff is off their plate and somebody not only is doing it, but doing it probably better, it frees them up to focus on the things that they are good at and they want to do. And it's why they got into that business. So I think that's such a...
I think you get it, Fern. I think you get it.
Yeah, that's exactly the vision. That's why it makes me so happy because I can just see You know, I hear people all the time calling me because they think that the answer to their problem is just marketing and just they just need more people. But as I'm talking to them, I'm like, I'm not sure more customers is going to help you. It's only going to exasperate your issues and stuff. So yeah, so I love what you guys are doing there. Now,
thanks, Fern.
I guess I'm thinking about, so what do you look for? Like, what makes a good partner for you? Like what do you look for in a business? What makes one maybe a good fit versus maybe what makes it not maybe a great fit?
The people, really the people and their ability to, you know, want to continue to grow both personally and professionally really makes a very, very big difference for us. I mean, there needs to be, of course, you know, the finances in place. In order for it to be interesting enough for us to grow. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily say that there's a number that works or doesn't work, but I will say that if we're not currently in that market, then we would look for a bigger business that we would view as a platform. And that could be a single business or it could be multiple businesses, so long as they have sort of the infrastructure in place. And then once we're in a market, I'm happy to look at smaller businesses to be able to add on because now I have the infrastructure and the support. Again, it always comes back to that same old, you know, support story that I keep pushing. It's because it's that's the secret sauce. That's what makes it all work. It's not necessarily about the numbers. You know, you can stare at spreadsheets all day. There's a lot more to it than that.
All right. So there's not necessarily like are you looking for a minimum size facility or volume? Typically, I know you said you wanted that more of that, like maybe more of a larger facility as like your benchmark one in the market.
Our anchor. Yeah. Certainly we like, you know, anchor facilities to be doing at least, you know, over $500,000 of EBITDA, I would say, for us to be interested if it's a brand new market for us. But it can certainly be a lot smaller than that, you know, once we're already there.
Yeah. Okay. And now do you have particular markets? Is this just in the US? Is it like, are there particular areas? Are you more like, looking towards one particular area as opposed to another?
We are not necessarily. We're currently in Texas and Missouri. We're in the Mid-Atlantic states. We are in the New Hampshire, Massachusetts area, and we're down in South Florida. And so those are the areas that we're currently in. But we are speaking with a number of potential sellers throughout the United States. There's no sort of like limit for us. We're not necessarily bound geographically. In fact, I'm even speaking to some people in Canada that have reached out to me. So we don't need to like tackle an area. That's less important for us. It's more important for us to be aligned with the right people.
Yeah, no, that's smart. I like that. Now, let's say you're starting a relationship with, you know, you find a business that works well and you're ready to move forward. What is the relationship like for that owner? Like what happens, you know, what's the difference before and after you guys come on board?
That's a great, great question. It very much depends on the owner itself, what the owner himself or herself wants to do. We can craft the relationship moving forward. We have some owners that want to stay on. They want to stay on as an advisory, you know, sort of role, much more so than the day-to-day. We have some owners that were living in a different state anyway. And so, you know, they, you know, are willing to take a step back and want us to take over the reins of, you know, the management meetings that they hold and everything else so that their managers can get comfortable, you know, with us and our style. So it very much depends on the owner's sort of goals themselves. I've never met an owner. And I was in the same boat. I've never met an owner that wants to sell purely because of the money. The number one sort of question that I get asked throughout the process is, what happens to my people? You know, what's going to happen to them? How are we going to tell them? You know, what's the message going to be? And because every owner to date has been a partner, meaning that they roll over a portion of their equity into the larger platform, you know, we can really craft this as a partnership versus, you know, a sale. And when we come in and we do, you know, what we say we're going to do, and they start seeing some of the changes, they start to realize, the employees start to realize that there really is an opportunity over here, that their owner didn't just sort of leave them out to hang and dry and took a big check and is go sitting on a beach somewhere, you know, with the toes in the sand and a martini in their hands, and they forgot about their people.
Yeah. So like, is each kind of, I mean, it sounds like you're almost customizing it towards the owner and stuff. So like, there's no like standard agreement, right? Is everyone custom?
Yeah, that's correct. There is no standard agreement. Like I said, some owners want to stay on for, you know, a year, some for less than a year. Some want to only have an advisory, you know, sort of role. And certainly we're so happy to take their advice. I mean, I'm personally based in, you know, in the Manhattan area, in the New York metro area. I don't know the Houston area like they do. You know, they know this area. They built up that business for the last 20 years. They certainly know it better than I do. And so if they are, you know, ready and willing to stick around and help us, you know, sort of protect their legacy and keep the business alive and thriving, you know, by all means, we want them to stick around and they'll get compensated for it.
Awesome. Yeah, I can think of a number of businesses this is perfect for. Now, can you, I know you're working with a whole bunch of businesses. Can you maybe talk about one of them, maybe like a little case study, like what the business was like before? What brought them to you or you to them? And then what's been the difference since you guys have started working together? Is there anybody in particular that comes to mind?
Sure. I can talk about a number of different businesses. And, you know, once I tell you our website, you know, at the end of this, then, you know, certainly everybody will be able to go on there and see the different businesses that we partnered with. So one of them is called Williamsburg. They're in St. Louis. Todd and Mandy are actually third generation of pet resort owners, which to me is really incredible. Todd's grandfather built this business in, I think it was 1962. And then he sold it to his father. And then his father sold it to Todd. And I was honored that Todd is willing to, you know, he was moving to a different state altogether. But he also recognized the opportunities for his staff. And his general manager was kind of new to being a general manager. And he saw it as an opportunity for her to be able to learn you know, some of the tricks of the trade and some of the, you know, the support that we were talking about from the other owners. And so, like I said, we were honored that he was willing to, you know, hand the business off to us. Another business is called Paws and Rec. They're down in the Tampa Bay area. Paws and Rec was started by two best friends named Taylor and Mike. And Taylor and Mike were exactly the type of sellers that we were looking for. They are both young and hungry, want to continue growing their business. And after we met them, they sort of did a back of the neck and quick math, you know, mathematical calculation that what we were offering them versus them doing it organically on their own. And I have no doubt they would have done it organically on their own, but it would have taken them 7 years to get to that point. And they were in the process of completing a deal with a landlord to build out another location. And before we even signed on the dotted line, we sent our director of real estate over there. He was able to go to the town to talk about the zoning and so on and so forth. And so we helped them even before they finished, you know, signing, you know, on with us. And that was sort of like a tell for them that they knew that they could, you know, rely upon us. And we helped them finish that project. And now we're in the process of finding, they're at four locations right now. We're in the process of finding the fifth and the sixth locations for them. And so they're going to grow their brand, which is really the vision that they had all along. And of course, always going back to the people, the general managers there are currently running those four facilities or managing those four facilities. They're now going to be managing five facilities and then the sixth facility. And so they're compensated, you know, more for that. The people that are directly underneath them have been groomed to start running their own facilities. And so the fifth location is going to be a first-time general manager that is now an assistant manager. And some of their people on their team are going to go over to that facility. And so it just is going to continue to grow like that.
Really cool. I love those. This is exactly why I was so excited to chat with you, because it's like you said, it's not that, you know, I think, you know, all these like relentless entrepreneurs, it's not that they couldn't do it, but it could be so much easier, you know, if you leverage resources and stuff. And just the fact not going at it alone is I think also just reassuring, having someone who's got your back and someone who can be there to provide any of to fill in the cracks, you know, or the things that, you know, you don't know. And a lot of times you don't know what you don't know until you kind of get stuck there.
Yeah. Well, you touched on it before, you know, we have access to really like amazing accountants, really amazing, you know, financial modelers. And so these are the kinds of things that if you let somebody else sort of take over, or even, you know, we have access to, you know, phenomenal marketing people. And so if you have, you know, if you let somebody else take that over, you know, they're very focused on that as much as owners are very focused on taking care of the pets. And so, you know, it's a nice sort of synergy, you know, with this whole thing that was going on with, you know, this unfortunate mysterious virus, quote unquote, mysterious virus, because from the 17 locations and 1700 dogs a day that we care for, we didn't have one case of it. So that's why it's still a mystery to me. Yeah. It's still a mystery to me. But, you know, we have on our board a distinguished veterinary, you know, doctor that he's been in the business, I think, for 20 or 25 years, maybe even longer than that. And we had a Zoom call with him while this whole thing was going on. And the entire focus of the Zoom call, you know, was sort of a veterinarian's, you know, perspective on what's happening and what are the protocols and what are the things that we can do for communicating to our staff. How do we communicate to our clients? And what are the things that we can be doing, you know, to sort of minimize this as much as possible? And so, again, you're not a silo. You're not by yourself. You're not dealing with this on your own. And, you know, I'd like to think that we affected the way that the communication was going out to the clients, and that ultimately it didn't hurt, you know, the business too much.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, these are great resources that for the average person they don't have access to. So it's just such an awesome thing. So I'm super excited, because I think you're going to be such a good option for people who are in that spot where, you know, they could use a little support, but they're not ready to just sell their business and move on. They still want to do this, but they just want to do it a little easier with a little help.
So
that's really cool. And I want you to tell me about, I know you guys just had your very own retreat, so I'm in the process of planning my retreat, which is coming up in a couple months. And when you said you were running yours, I'm like, I knew we were like-minded. So can you tell us about what you put together and how it went?
Yeah, it went really above and beyond our expectations. So we did a retreat in Puerto Rico, and I'll tell you why in a minute, where we took 27 of our most recent partners, general managers, and assistant general managers. And we sat everybody in a room and not only gave them, you know, tools for better communication and management and so on and so forth, but we shared each other's accomplishments and shared each other's disappointments. And everybody really bonded, and everybody felt, walking away from there, stronger as a partner to the entire, not only industry, but to the entire business themselves. And they walked away enthusiastic about, you know, sort of what the future holds. So, you know, if we have a general manager in one market that's struggling with something, you know, they're free to call the other general manager that has, you know, more experience and to collaborate and to figure out, you know, what sort of works and what doesn't work. They became very, very friendly with each other. So it really beat our expectations for sure. And everybody felt really enthusiastic about the whole thing. The reason why we did it specifically in Puerto Rico is because our head of HR is on the board of a rescue. And we wanted to tie it in with the rescue. We figured since we're 27 people, let's do something good for, you know, for the dogs and the animals that we love so much. And so we spent half a day at the rescue repainting and cleaning and, you know, feeding puppies and doing everything. We also, we actually went on a little bit of a mission. We captured a couple of dogs and brought them back to, you know, the facility that are, you know, now in quarantine and going to go through the vetting process and everything else. And Puerto Rico has a really rampant, unfortunate problem with stray dogs. They're called Satos over there, where they have 500,000, you know, stray dogs just roaming the streets, essentially. And so anything we can do to help, you know, we're more enthusiastic about doing. We, on top of it, also came back with 12 dogs that got adopted. So I came back with a dog, met the adoptive parents at the airport. And we had some of the dogs going back to some of our facilities, which we're going to foster. And some, of course, some of our employees also immediately adopted the dogs. But we're so proud that, you know, 12 dogs now have a great life, you know, as a result of that.
That's pretty amazing. You know, just everything about that I love. You know, a company with a mission, doing good for businesses and the world at large is just awesome. Touches all my major buttons there. So I really applaud everything you're doing, and I'm excited. Where can people find out more about you? And I know you have also a free resource for people.
I do. You can go onto our website. Our website is petresorts.love. That's petresorts, plural, .love. And if you go onto our website, the free resource that you were mentioning is an ebook on how to sell, a guide on how to sell your pet resort. And some people are, you know, a year or two away. Some people are ready to go right now. Either way, I think it's still probably a good guide for you to download. You can see what not only us, but any other buyer would be interested in. You know, the KPIs, the things that are sort of important to everybody. And if you wanted to reach out to me personally, it's Eyal, spelled E-Y-A-L, at petresorts.love.
And I'll have all of those juicy links over at the show notes at overdogdigital.com over the podcast, so you can get all of them if you want to. But Eyal, thank you so much for all this good info and for everything you're doing for people, for dogs, for businesses. It's just such a good thing. And I'm really excited to see how you guys grow and all the ways you're going to continue to support all these great businesses out there who are just trying to fulfill their passions and stuff. So I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate that you had me on your show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
If you'd like some help with your own business, head over to overdogdigital.com and you can sign up to have a free phone consult with me, and we'll talk about your business goals, where you want to go, and we can see if you're a right fit for our services.